takes to climb out of this boat of men. Under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone, into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is. And he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The way they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Oh, what I would do. Strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win.
between myself and your truth. These cursed memories forever seeping through. Oh, my thirst for myself left me wanting more, till I found myself face down on your shore. You say, come to the
I've come since the day that preacher told me about his amazing love. I was lost and alone, and the lights came on, and hope set my heart free.
Watchman for Jesus program coming at you this afternoon on the 14th of January. Welcome. Family, whoops, there's that feedback again. I welcome you. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this program. And welcome this afternoon to our network, those that still follow me, that was with me at Micro Effect. And some still follow me, I hear, from the Liberty, or was it LBN? couple years ago. We've come a long way. Of course, we have our own network. I say we because I include those that still follow me different places. I have an unusual program today, I suppose. I need the Lord's help today to tell me what to talk about. But, you know, I was listening this morning to some other programs and shows and what have you. And everybody's talking about Constitution this, Constitution that. Arresting all the bankers, they're on the move. We're going to arrest all the bankers worldwide. That's the biggest load of nonsense I've ever heard in my entire life. But there, people are hanging on to that. They are going to impeach Obama. They're going to arrest the bankers. Arrest the bankers. That's like going into a restaurant chain. Let's say there's a restaurant chain of some sort. And you got the CEO and vice president and the heads of the departments and all that. And they're doing all kinds of illegal activity and so forth. But when the police come in, the feds come in to arrest everybody, they arrest the dishwasher. They arrest the waitresses and the waiters and the floor sweepers. The vendors who shine the shoes if they're there. Ones that clean out the bathroom. They arrest all of them and say, we've broken a major corporation. And they run them in trial. That is exactly what's going on. No exception. I mean, they must think we're really dumb out here. You know, because when they arrest the bankers, that's exactly what they're arresting. So they have this banker that was found. He had scammed millions of dollars and all this, and he's living like a vagabond somewhere, and we found him. That's a setup, family. That's to put it now. They take that article of them finding this banker about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, living on the lamb, so to speak, and not a sheep. And he's living on the lamb, all bushy-faced and all this, and definitely not the Harvard-type-looking individual, but he's more scrappy-looking, you understand? Completely different. We'll say, well, yeah, Tommy's trying to hide. Oh, nonsense. So they arrest him, it makes national papers, and they put it all over the United States on this one banker that's found living as a vagabond, and he scammed millions of dollars. If you want to believe that, you're going ahead. But family, that's to show you that it's the bankers that's doing it. We found one of them, see? We can prove it. It's a lie. They have a colonel, retired colonel, recently. I don't even care about their names. I mean, you can look it up if you want to, but I'm just going to give you the incident. I don't want to waste my time talking about these people. They got a retired Army colonel who they say, retired Army colonel, homeless, living in a van. So he's got this van. He's got like ungodly number of degrees, and he's a former colonel, worked for the Pentagon and all this stuff. He's retired, and he's homeless because he can't find a job. Making what, $40,000 a year? He can't find a job. $40,000 a year, he's homeless, living out of a van. And they plaster that one article all over the United States. That one colonel. Family, it's all propaganda, manufacturing consent, and deception. How about the real ones that's out there, homeless, the real veterans, not the one that's got. It shows, it's so ridiculous, it's so stupidly, it really gets beside me. So much that I look over here and there's a twin sitting beside me now, I'm so beside myself. You know, you got this colonel with more stuff in his van, in his homeless van, than some people's got on their backs living out, veterans, thousands and thousands, don't have half as much as this so-called colonel in a so-called homeless situation. Family's all for show. It's for propagandizing the American public. See how bad things are? We even got a colonel here that's living on the lamb. He's living, a banker running. It's a banker's. Even the colonel can't find a job and all this and all that to foster out sympathy, to foster out in the wrong direction. To let you know, though, this is the purpose, to let you know how bad it is, because somebody's going to come in and straighten it all out. They can straighten it out at the snap of a finger. I'm laying the groundwork for what I'm going to talk about today. In other words, for me to be a hero, I got to show you how bad it really is first, and then I'm going to fix it. This is called the dialectic. If you don't know the problems, the threats that they're themselves producing, then when the hero comes in and he solved all these, it would be something like, oh, Jane, or no, I forgot about Martha. Martha, I didn't know there's a problem in the first place. Well, they know there's a problem now because that's how they use the media to show you. Now, I'm going to show you something today. You're going to hear some things that in my 4 years I've tried to do new things each broadcast. I've done now, I can't even begin to tell you, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week for the past 4 years. Do the math on that. Minus 1 month, I think. I've been broadcasting, and everyone's been different in some way. I've included same information, but I do this sometimes, quotes, dates, times, places. You say, well, I heard that before, but then what I do is I slip in something new, and I do this as a teaching method to show you where this new information fits in. That's when I repeat myself. But today I'm going to play something that very few people have. Matter of fact, I got two. Audios and video. That one of them is a report on the Serbian atrocity that was done against the Serbs by a reporter that never got the United States. I got a CD of it. It never made the United States. I'm not going to play that today. I don't think. Maybe tomorrow. But I do have one that got out that was been taken up, but you won't find anywhere. On Chernobyl, the lie about the Serbian concentration death camps. Oh, I'm going to expose that today. And I got the actual audio and video of it, of the expose against it, of the actual Serbian journalist that was there to show how fraudulent the report was. Chernobyl was a Serbian death camp. Well, I got eyes on. I've got it set up, and I'll play it a little later. Manufacturing consent. That's 100% of the news media today. Not 99%, 100%. So our troops go to war against the enemy that's already been fabricated by the very government, Vatican, Illuminati, that has trained us to go fight, has also set up the enemy at the same time. And this is a fact. It's not any kind of opinion at all. This is a fact. And when I see my fellow Marines are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they really mean well, and they really believe that we're fighting for democracy and freedom and our way of life and all that stuff, that's what I was taught. That's why I joined the Marine Corps in 1975. Well, actually, 1973. I was in college, and I wanted to be an officer. And I went to officer training in 73, 74. My drill instructor when I was a candidate then was a Korean veteran, so he wasn't no easy guy. They took us out in Cap Upshur, Quantico, way out in the boonies, and 72, when we were in Vietnam, and I joined for that one and only reason, to go to Vietnam and to kill me a commie. That's the only reason I wanted to go in the Marine Corps. I had no other reason. None. No, I don't care about a career in some kind of trade. I wanted to go in and kill people. I mean, it was my own purpose. They're coming after my country. These are commies. I'm going to kill me a couple of them, and I'm going to come back home. It's my duty to kill these suckers. That was my thinking then. And I hated, man. I didn't like, and I harassed those long-haired hippie pot-smoking little dips in the college. Protested. I harassed them. I didn't know that they were right. I didn't know. They were right. I didn't know that all wars since 1776, in fact, have all been orchestrated, pre-planned, decades ahead, 20 years ahead, by an elite, globalist family structure based on the Illuminati. And that is an absolute fact. The bloodlines can be traced all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt. Not missing, skipping a beat. This is a reality. History books are worthless. They're like, you know, if you run out of toilet paper, just get you a history book. Don't mean to be graphic, but might as well be. That's how I feel today. You know, because the fabrication, so when you look at Arlington, and you know, I said no, without a doubt, that World War I, World War II, World War III were set up before 1870s in conceptual terms, carried out by each successive Illuminati offspring of their little heathen, little pagans that they raise up from the bloodline, royal bloodline families, and then our bloodline and our secret societies today, like the Joint Chief of Staff, that are Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, they're the ones setting up our troops to die. Our own generals, congressmen, that are members of secret societies. That is the enemy. And they are of themselves enemy of themselves. And the lower levels don't know that of these secret societies because they're structured in degrees. Oh, you're going to hear some stuff today now. And I wasn't quite sure what I was going to say. I emailed some people that I talked to, some friends, and I said, man, I'm not sure what I want to talk about today. And that wasn't too long ago this morning. Because I got my mind is troubled, my heart's troubled. Well, that ended about 20 minutes ago. I know exactly what I'm going to say today. Now, I stand alone on what I say, but I have friends behind me that send me information. I can't ignore that, but I don't follow the left or the right or the center. I follow Jesus Christ. I don't follow the country. I don't follow the international group. I don't follow any individual of any length of height. I follow Jesus Christ. That's it. I'm done. I pray for his return. There's a million children missing every year. That's quite a bit. Where's the FBI? Where's the CIA? Where's NSA? All this. How about that, huh? How about that? Have you all put this together? You got a million children missing. Huh? How about this? And yet you got all the reports from patriotic stations and shows. They say the NSA is watching everything you do. They got cameras everywhere. They got drones that fly around like little bugs and see you and all this and all that. And they can't find 100 children a day that's missing. They ain't solving any murders, hardly ever. And when they finally solve one, it makes the news for the next month. What about the other million of them? Or could it be? Could it possibly be that the CIA, NSA, at the highest level, are the ones kidnapping and murdering the children for the sacrificial Illuminati pagans on a grand scale because they're linked to the Luciferian order. Is that possibly it? Yeah, that's exactly it. I would say go ask Senator Schaefer, send her a letter, but you can't because she was killed by her husband who committed suicide. And it just so happens a couple years ago when this happened, Congress Lady Schaefer, she was hot on the trail of Child Protective Service. Who was going to expose them big time? But she was killed by her husband, and he committed suicide, and they can't decide whether he shot himself in the head or the chest. You got my point. That's the reality. So all these people in these other shows and all this, that, and the other that talking about, you know, we got Fukushima and we got FEMA and we got DHS and the NSA spying everywhere and what? What else is there? There's a coming meteorite going to hit the Atlantic Ocean. They'll be orchestrated, but nevertheless, they're setting something up. And they got, you know, someone got the number 5 million coffins to keep the fear in everybody, and everybody's just, you know, running to the stores and buying freeze-dried food and you know, and all this stuff, just fear-mongering. Oh, something's going to happen. Yeah, you can rest assured about that. But generating all this fear, and they're missing the whole point. Where's it all coming from? Well, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I'm going to just hit it, let God guide me today. Got some stuff you all need to know. Lord, we thank you today for this broadcast, that, Father, we are able to continue on with our own network, that, Lord, we thank you for this blessing, that, Lord, I know, Father, you've told us that in the scriptures that you use evil sometimes to make good, that you allow evil to run its course when it's time to cut it, Lord, that you have things work out for the good. And, Father, we thank you for the network. It came from evil, but, Father, we thank you that it ended up here with us. Father, we pray for our nation. We pray for the leaders to be pricked in the heart, to be convicted that, Father, so much that they'll become whistleblowers. Lord, that they'll have, that you'll find a way to divine appointments to give them courage that they will speak out against this agenda, this conspiracy that's going on today, and tell the truth. And Father, you'll touch those in Joint Chief of Staff to at least find one that may have the courage to speak out about what's really going on. Father, to touch the hearts of those Freemasons and Knights of Malta, all these secret societies, to find the few that's going to have the courage to step away and tell the truth and renounce the blood oaths. And Father, to ask for forgiveness of their sin. And Father, to spread your holy word. And Father, we lift up to you our family members that's in the hospitals and rest homes. That, Lord, you use your Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, to heal them. And, Father, we see miracles today. We can see miracles, that through these miracles, your names will be glorified. And, Father, give us the words to speak. Forgive us of our sins. And, Father, to guide us in divine appointments that we can spread the true word. And, Father, we thank you for the King James Bible. But most of all, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Guide us today and all this week, Lord, with your wisdom, discernment. And Father, to help us to fulfill your will. These things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, what's really going on isn't about Islam. Oh, they're an enemy. There's no question about that. It's not about DHS. It's not about FEMA. It's not about some dictatorial power in the government or any of that. Family, it's a Luciferian. And these are secret society members that are American, white folk, black folk, Hispanic folk, that are members of secret societies or against all Americans. Now, how they can reconcile with that, and their family members or cousins or second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever, how they reconcile this is a question I have no answer for. I can only imagine what's going on in their heads as they take these secret society oaths, pledges, as they plot against their own service, enlisted and officers below them. Now, somewhere they turn their soul over to Lucifer, to Satan. They work for Joint Chief of Staff. They work for your Congress. They work for Chatham House. They work for the kings and queens of this world today, from Queen Elizabeth to Beatrix to every other one of them. Just name them. I can actually do it. Well, not today. Italian, German, Austrian, Scottish, Irish, some Jewish, fake Jews anyway. You name it. It's not just Jews. It's nonsense. It's a Jewish conspiracy. Well, how about all the rest? You going to forget them too? It's a Vatican conspiracy. Controlled by the Illuminati. They're German and Italian. The Chagi, Aldobrandina, Farnese, Orsini, who's the great pope. There's 13 of them. Plus, how come never mention that? I got in front of me right now. Their actual plan. And what they're teaching all their followers of what's going to happen and all the benefits. And when you read the plan and their so-called promises, you see, you got to understand, when they say the Tibetan masters and all that, we're not just talking, you know, Chai Kang, Chai Ching, or Ching Ching, Ching Ching Ching, whatever. You know, take the stone out of my hand kind of thing. It's cute, right? No, we're talking real. We're talking Tibetan masters, Tibet, because it's a major convergence of ley lines on this earth. They're in Tibet because of the mountains, the silica, the mountainous region of Tibet is a major portal opening where they do meditation and all this. Family, that's where the fallen angels use them as avatars. Their bodies, that's why they're cleansed. That's why they do that. It's not because they're trying to play like they're kung fu or they're getting some kind of wisdom out of the ages and all this other nonsense, smoking dope or whatever, floating around like a bunch of kung fu masters and all this other silly nonsense you see on TV. They're nothing more than avatars and or channelers of the fallen angels from the second heaven, the demonic realm. That's what they really are. And that bald-headed Dalai Lama, he's one of the worst that there is because he's bringing to you the New Age movement. He's the Billy Graham of the Hinduism. Billy Graham is a Freemason, a Jesuit. He's a trained Jesuit. He's a go-between the Vatican and the President of the United States Incorporated. That was his purpose as he's funded Randolph Hearst and Rockefeller's in 1949. Billy Graham was funded. He played the role for 20, 30, 40 years as he's a Freemason, hid it the whole time. Just like all the rest of them. And when it came time to come out, the decade, he came out. Just like John MacArthur and all the rest of them. Copeland, Hagee. Millions, thousands follow these people. And now they're changing. Billy Graham said, you don't have to know the name of Jesus. He says that now. But there's aliens out there. 1997, he said that. Copeland is a Freemason. Joyce Meyer is an Eastern Star. Hagee still supports that Star of David. Family, we're so strung up on symbols and people in power that we don't see Jesus Christ and the true Word of God in the King James Bible because of manufactured consent, brainwashing from the day we're born. But I got a bad side to that. Is the bad side is once you escape out of that matrix, you learn what really the truth is. You ever seen that? It's on Facebook. There's some kind of photo floating around showing this polar bear on this really tiny, I mean, it's only barely hanging on, iceberg. If you slip off 21 inches on either side, you're going to fall in the sea. So this polar bear is hanging on to this iceberg all by himself. Well, when you start learning this truth, that's what your world starts becoming. Because you realize the news is just baloney. With 80% truth, 70% truth, sometimes 60, sometimes none of it. So you got to filter through the chicken and spit out the bones, as I call it. That's frustrating. But the Tibetan masters in Tibet, they're channelers of the fallen angels. They carry the message to others as they're channeled, give their body up. I'm going to talk about that tonight in Bible study and how they channel human beings. Because the fallen angels, these so-called ascended masters that set up his plan for worldwide domination on this earth since the dawn of time, as they were known as the sons of God of the Old Testament, the fallen angels are the same. The hierarchy, aliens, ascended masters, they're all the same. The sons of God of the Old Testament are the fallen angels. Bible talks about not to worship angels. That's what it's talking about. Well, their plan, as they give it to their human initiates, those that follow the New Age movement, which is humanism, in drag, Wesak Festival. Don't be deceived by what, calling it the Wesak, W-E-S-A-K, Festival. That's one of the most evil times periods on this earth, besides Bohemian Grove. The Wesak Festival is where the fallen angels actually appear. Satan is there as Sanat Kumara, either channeled, depends how much life force energy they achieve, they have, or by physical form, if they can take their little energy spheres, what they will call it, orbs, and turn into flesh, they can do that. But they must have life energy to do that by death, destruction, and a human being giving up their body. This is how it really works. It's quantum physics and biology, alchemy. It's real. And they come as angels of light, but they're totally evil. There are no good ones whatsoever. They will come to mankind shortly in what's called the externalization of the hierarchy. They will appear to mankind. But they got to have a drain of life force energy. And that drain of life force energy must be either death or human beings giving up their bodies for them. Then they can appear like they did in the days of old. Well, Tibet is where they get channeled their directions, their plans, their promises, which will always be broken. So you Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, you guys are generals and you're in this occult, which you are, you're being lied to. Because their plan is to extinguish and destroy all those human beings that are secret societies that know too much. They are going to kill you. And all Masons below that are members will die, quote, as if by some illness, unquote. They've already started doing this. I'm trying to warn people, my little world here. Tibet, the Dalai Lama. Oh, I know, it's a Dalai Lama. Bald-headed boy. He does the headbutt. You think it's cute, right? No. It's a pineal gland connecting with the other pineal gland, transferring the demonic entity to your world leaders. It's called possession right before your very eyes. He puts that stupid little scarf around the neck as a gift. This is all possession and sealing it. That's what's going on behind the scenes. Don't let that squatty little man with a bald head, cute as it may appear, one of the most evil men on the face of this earth. That's how Satan comes as an angel of light. Well, here's what they tell their initiates throughout the world. That their plan is summarized in the following points. To reveal the subjective synthesis in humanity. To establish a great station of light, which will illuminate illumine the whole realm of human thought, to restore the mysteries of initiation, number four, to facilitate the coming in of new types of energy, which will be used for healing, for cleaning, for harmonization, for the release of spiritual values and virtues. Now, whether tell them all this and Wesak Festival and all these get-togethers with the New Age, they're hooking people in left and right, that are being convicted of their sins by the Holy Spirit, are finding a way to shut down God's conviction, because a conviction is because He loves them. He wants them to go in the right path, and He's putting on their heart the conviction of the way they're going is wrong. But when they go through this garbage I'm reading you right now, and they're being taught this, they see a way out, but it's a lie. It's like Alice in Wonderland. It's like the Land of Oz. It's not true at all. If it's true, why don't we have it now? We waiting for a nexus to come, an evolution of mankind? Oh, yeah, actually they are. They always got something in the future, but it never happens. If all this was true, how can we still have wars and people killing each other? New Agers, you asked that question? And you Freemasons out there, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, you've heard my reiteration before. Where is your former secret society members at the highest level? Where are they today? They ever come back from the dead? No. And the only time they'll ever get out of hell is a great white throne judgment, and they're thrown right back into hell after God judges them. That's the end of the 1,000 years. We're not even the first seal yet. You got 7 seals to go. 7 seals, then mid-tribulation, 7 trumpets of judgment, brought on by the 2 witnesses, 144,000 preaching, 2 witnesses bringing the judgment upon this earth, then the 7 bowls at the 7 trumpets, and that brings Armageddon, and then Armageddon, Jesus Christ himself comes down and begins a 1,000-year millennium reign. And after that, that's a great white throne judgment. In the meantime, those that go to hell then, and between now and then, are going to be in hell the whole time. This is important to get out to people. It's not being told. It's all scriptural, too. Listen more of this garbage. They tell them in their meetings in I Am University, Melchizedek University, and their festivals, and as secret societies and Freemasons and all this stuff, they tell them this stuff. Here we go. To bring an end to age-long spirit of separateness in our religious and national attitudes. Shall I say that again? That's massive. Listen to this. To bring an end to age-long spirit of separateness in our religious and national attitudes. We're there. What did the Pope say? Bring our religions together. What about the part I told you about the races coming together under one DNA strain of one human being has all the races as their family bloodline? That has been accomplished. Task complete. October issue, National Geographic, The Changing Faces of America. They have accomplished that goal. It's done. To the New Atlantis, the North American continent, it's been complete. How many of y'all out there getting this, what I'm telling you? How massive an implications I've just said. They've done it. Number 6. To further the development of the system intercommunication and interrelationship by developing the science of telepathy. A long time ago, I used to call it telepathy. Telepathy, the science of impression and various other external means. I used to say it's the science of telepathy just to be a smart mouth on occasion. Just see what people would do to react. Number 7. To bring about a closer, more direct, and conscious cooperation and communication between the guides of the race and the servers of the race. To train servers, number 8, to train servers to be responsive to the plan by cultivating in them continuity of consciousness. You hear all this New Age nonsense being put out? Family, this has been going on since the 1970s, 1960s, when they brought the second stage of the New Age movement to mankind. Began in the 1960s. Notice the drugs did too. Man, they needed marijuana just to understand this stuff. Oh, you love number 9. To facilitate the solution of the 3 major problems of the age. The problem of ideas and their materialization. Break. The ideas, materialization, that comes from overshadowing and channeling in 3 different methods I'll talk about later in Bible study, but this is how they do it. They control the ideas and materialization steps taken by mankind. They control that as man allows them to. 2nd one, the problem of God. You heard me right. And the 3rd one, the problems of immorality. How about that? Wow. They don't mess around, do they? Number 10, to smash world glamours, illusions, and racial dweller on the threshold. I've yet to understand that one. I don't care if I do anyway. Number 11, to unfold the intuition. Oh, number 12, to build the racial antikorana. That's the racial division that's brought in as one. See, for us to want to bring the races together, I don't care either way. I'm just telling you what their plan is. All I care about is Jesus. And the individuals hear the word of God that's in my little realm. And I keep myself straight and confess all my sins. I'm just telling you what they're planning and what they're doing and what their strategy is. I'm not into this white race baloney or this racial issues or country or patriotism, all that stuff. I deal with reality. And the reality is not patriotism. Reality is following Jesus and him coming down here and stopping the sacrifice of children being done in the United States. It's only part of it. When he comes down, there'll be total and true fellowship, love. When Jesus Christ of Nazareth comes down after Armageddon, but a lot's going to happen between now and then. It's called judgment. But this number 12 is to build a racial antikorana. A-N-T-A-H-K-A-R-A-N-A. It's a very complex term. It's the overbridge, the over to Satan, of becoming one. Sounds good on the onset, don't it? That's the hook, line, and sinker. That's the lie they're telling people. If it was actually true, I'd be for it. But the only one who's going to do it is Jesus. There is no other. Number 13. To externalize the group of aspirants, disciples already gathered around the masters on the inner planes. That's a mouthful. Number 14. Oh, this is very important. Number 14 is to bring about the materialization, at least they're not hiding it, of the hierarchy, that's the fallen angels and the demons, upon the physical plane. Whoo, put a star by that one. That's what they've already accomplished. They have to go in and out. That's what we're talking about. That's the ascended masters, the so-called aliens, the fallen angels, the demons. They're all the same. That's heavy. Number 15, to prepare the way for the appearance of the Christ. Should I say that the proper way? Let me say it the proper way. To prepare the way for the reappearance of the Antichrist. There you go. That fits. because that's exactly what it's saying here. In their plans, in their textbook, in their words, what the Bible's already said. Number 16, to teach men to work on the mental plane as minds in contact with a plane of intuition. It needs some moonshine to understand that one. Number 17. Oh, here comes another one that they're going to throw at you. Remember I told you they got to show you the problems, create the problem, then they solve it? You got it? All right. Number 17. To clean the polluted air, water, and soil all over the earth. Right there it is. There's the hook. They created the pollution. They polluted the air with chemtrails. They put fluoride in the water. Fluorine, they won't let you know that now. They got to let you know. Because they'll stop the chemtrails. Somebody be a hero and ground the planes. Hooray, hooray. You're the very ones that's been doing it all along is going to do it. Erin Brockovich, she works with them. So she, her gain is to stop these corporations from polluting, right? Yeah, well, they pay her off to bring that issue up for her to be a Joan of Arc. No, sir. She works for them. The Iron Mountain Report also parrots this. Everything Iron Mountain Report, the so-called Greenpeace, that's a Jesuit organization. And they work. So they work always both sides. You understand this? Number 18, to minimize the noise of all machinery. Quiet machinery, okay. Just use earplugs. What's the problem? Number 19, to provide enough food, adequate housing, and clothes for everybody everywhere. That's great, isn't it? Yeah. Since they already started the food genocide, since they already put GMO products in, they don't tell you that, do they? No, since they already have 18 million unoccupied homes and 3.5 million homeless, I think they're failing in their job right now, but they got to have that. They got to show you that so when they bring homeless to homes, look what we did for you. That's a good thing, right? Yeah. But the problem is they created it in the first place. Clothes for everybody. Goodwill. All this is part of the agenda of the Illuminati. Number 20. Program 3 days of labor, 1 day of rest, and 3 days of spiritual joy and thriving. Hallelujah! We work 3 days, we rest one whole day, there's your pseudo-Sabbath, and then 3 days, we'll have spiritual joy and thriving. Now, on a day of rest, you can't have a lot of joy and striving. You can't do that, and that's not allowed. You just got to rest on that third day, on that day, okay? You can't have a lot of spiritual joy and thriving. You only have 3 days of that, so you can't have four. What a load of nonsense. Number 21, to provide conditions. Oh, hold on a minute. Remember we talked about feminism? We talked about putting women in subjection, bondage, then liberating them, funded by the Rockefellers, how it's planned out. Okay. Number 21, to provide conditions for the total liberation of women all over the world, while deepening their sense of motherhood and its responsibilities. What a load of... See, they already put women in subjugation on purpose. And then Edward Bernays came up with a key word, the torch of freedom, when women could then smoke in public. But they were not allowed to smoke in public by design, so then they'd be able to let them smoke in public to give them freedom that they already restricted before. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now they're in Saudi Arabia. Now I was there 4 years. And they restricted women to drive. Now they have women to drive. I don't have a problem with that. What I'm telling you is, this is a strategy they're using on a worldwide basis. They restrict your freedom. They destroy, kill, and then they provide the solution to make you think things are advancing. Number 22. To utilize sound and color scientifically, to bring about the aligning of the ego. The influencing of groups and making contact with the occult hierarchy. Well, they're not hiding anything. Continuing, the cooperation with the divas in order to further the construction ends of evolution. This will produce the great white magicians. I guess that's opposed to black magicians who are evil. The white magicians are, I guess, the good witch of the north, right? Well, boy, these people are seriously sick. Number 23, to reveal the inner constitution of man and cosmos. Yeah. 24, to make humanity a center of energy, a distributor of light, love, and divine will. Blah, blah, blah. Number 25, to awaken a greater sense of responsibility in the heart of human being. You see how the people are hooked into this? So they make things bad. That's a dialectic. That's the problem. Then they come up with these solutions. Then they have a synthesis from the reactions. They teach this stuff in these festivals they go to. And then they have certain agendas, objectives, to see how they're doing on each one of these. Wow. Number 26, to pass the esoteric teaching to humanity collectively. That'd be the education. You've heard my spots on that. Number 27, to establish a new mode of financial interplay, which supersedes the present methods. Whoop, there is a Nasara. There's your prosperity package right there in a bunch of flowers, but among it's a thorn. There it is. There's your arresting the bankers. You know, they have a YouTube out and about showing Rockefeller being put. This is so almost pathetic. They shows the David Rockefeller being pushed out of an airport in a wheelchair. And they have this kid coming up. Mr. Rockefeller, you're not going to win. Your new world order is going to be destroyed. He's waving his hand at the guy while some guy's pushing him in a wheelchair up to his car from an airport. Now, there's people, I looked at the comments, that people actually believe that's true. Family's a setup. That kid saying all that, whoever it is paid. Rockefeller is all orchestrated to let you think and to see the so-called Rockefeller in a weakened position. People aren't getting it that this is a setup, just like Fulford, who works for Rockefeller. It's all a setup to let you think that they're not protected, that they are vulnerable, and they put this all over the internet, the YouTube, and people buy off on it. It's a scripted out scene, is what it is. The Rockefellers, Rothschilds, DuPonts, all these, those are the Illuminati they want you to see. They want you to see them as they are, but they're the throwaways. That's the family throwaways. The inside Illuminati, the Italian, the Roman, the German, the Chagis, Aldo Brandina, the Farnese, Orsini, Gaetana, these guys. That's the inside Illuminati you don't see. And they got more inside. Oh, man. People just ain't getting it. Then have Fulford interviewing Rockefeller as if he's really being interviewed. Fulford is about full of... And so is Zagami. Now, Zagami, they may have his family in hostage or something's going on there. They're both frauds, but they're used for disinformation with 80% truth, 20% lies, and distraction. People believe him, like Mark Dice. There's full of more baloney than... Oh, man. I tell you, sometimes it makes my toes just curl up. Well, number 28. Now, we're going to get some really interesting ones here now. Watch. As I say these, the last 10 or 15 of these, think about the headlines that I've been putting out, and you've been reading yourselves, those of you that are researchers, of how these plans that go back 40, 50 years, further back than that actually, are being played out today. Number 28, oh boy, to establish one language upon the earth without obliterating the individual national languages in daily use in any country. What did God do at the Tower of Babel? He divided the languages so man could not work together to become gods as they were thinking to be. And what's this say? To establish one language upon the earth, one culture, one language, one world government against God. Man, right here it tells you what they want to do. The Bible's told you already, and they're telling you how they're going to do it. I don't know if y'all get how massive this is. To me, this is just makes some chill bumps. This confirms everything. The Bible's told you this 2,000 years ago. And here they're confirming it with their own plans. The Bible already told you, doing it. Number 29. To organize groups which will work for one humanity as sensitive agents between hierarchy and humanity. Let's word that correctly. To organize groups which will work for a one world government under Lucifer, as sensitive agents, as fallen angels, demons, between the fallen angels and humankind, work together. That must be in the first seal, because the second seal will begin a tribulation upon this planet that these people have no idea what's coming. Number 30. Now, you Joint Chief of Staff up yonder, and you so-called scientists at Harvard and deep underground military bases, the ones of you that is at cosmic top secret levels, you know, that work with these so-called aliens, time travelers, Elmer Fudd's on steroids, that's going to defeat the reptilians, that the evil ones, the bankers, all this other stuff that y'all little Hollywood production y'all producing on people to fool them. Well, I got a question for you with that long introduction. If they're time travelers and they're smart and all that, and they have advanced in evolution and they're smarter and all this, why is it number 30 is all of a sudden null and void? Or did they lie? Because number 30 says the following. To use atomic energy to build a new civilization, the new and better world, and to create the finer, more spiritual conditions. Well, okay. Did they take into account Manhattan Project? No. Did they take into account Nagasaki and Hiroshima? Did they forget about that? No. Did they forget about Fukushima? Did they forget about the 8 to 10 or more nuclear reactors along the some of our rivers in the Midwest and all this? No. Did they talk about the radiation that's going on in South Carolina, supposedly? No. Oh, I got you. They tell you about the atomic energy that's causing cancer in people in x-rays and all this? No. Well, what do they do there? Do they forget to tell you, or are they trying to kill you? Or they're trying to bring in a new energy source and so show them how better they are. Or do reptilians bring this in? Boy, y'all got a good lot of questions there, don't you? Because somebody made a big boo-boo. Number 30 was put into effect. Well, somebody didn't know what they was doing. I'd love to hear y'all reconcile that one. I'd buy tickets to that one. Heck, I'd even sell tickets for that one, just to hear it. Number 31. To cultivate soul powers, S-O-U-L, and superhuman awareness. Eugenics, transhumanism, that come to mind? manipulating DNA horrifically? Does the Old Testament before the flood come to mind? A corrupted DNA. Mess with God's creation. You know, they tried that before the flood. I think the flood fixed that. Quite finally, I guess, you might say, because 8 people out of 20 million survived. I don't think God liked that too much. Well, I don't think he liked it at all, really. Because the next time he's going to do it, it's going to be by fire. Man did not escape the water. Man's not going to escape the fire, and neither will the fallen angels. Not a one of them. Number 32, to reveal gradually the secret of electricity and the relation of the human being to the threefold energy of electricity. Does the name Nikola Tesla come to mind as a channeler? Yep, but he's a good guy. He was not going along with it. That's why J.P. Morgan had him murdered. And that's why Thomas Edison, that little rat fink, stole his Nikola Tesla's inventions. And they've never liked Serbs ever since, because they're Serb Orthodox Christians. Oh, that goes right in line with what I'm going to talk about today. Oh, bingo. Perfect. We'll talk about that here since I'm done. About another 8 more to go. Remember what I've just said about that. About the Serbs and Orthodox Christianity, Serbia, and the Balkans. Number 33, to inaugurate the new psychology based on the science of rays. Well, the new psychology, the science of rays, what they're talking about here, is their control of worldwide control. Of their plan for humanity, it was divided up into 7 branches of human endeavor for all of mankind, beginning the dawn of time. Politics, education, philosophy, art, science, religion, and finance. They control all 7 areas with 7 general ranking fallen angels in control of all 7 areas, with 6 fallen angels for each lower level, making a total of 49 fallen angels specifically for those 7 areas to control the world as allowed by God, because there's a sense that's I'm bringing it right down to your front doorstep. I'm telling you exactly how they've done it. Politics, worldwide control. Education, philosophy, art, science. That means all science. Religion. All religions, and finance. Since Nimrod, the fallen angels have controlled all 7 areas worldwide since the dawn of the new time, beginning at Nimrod till today, as allowed by God. When Satan had control of the world, turned over to Satan at the day that Adam and Eve sinned, Jesus Christ brought it back under his control. But Satan was allowed to still roam the earth. And I'm explaining how he did it. You see, these preachers and others up there somehow got us thinking that Satan's in hell deciding where people go. It don't work that way. Hell was created for him. He's going to end up there. You see? Okay. Number 34. To utilize scientifically the cyclic inflow of energies from cosmic sources. Oh, blah, blah, blah. 35. To cultivate etheric vision and bring about some changes in the etheric vehicles, that's bodies, which will solve the sex problems and the problem of overpopulation. Bingo. There is no problem population. As I told you all the other day, that's a lie they're telling their elite, that there's overpopulation. If you have overpopulation, destruction of mankind, they will support the depopulation using vaccines, war, another means to reduce population. Food genocide. Now you see why they do it? It's to further humankind. While certain drastic steps have to be taken from their point of thinking. But the actual overpopulation is a hoax and a fraud perpetrated today by the Rockefeller Foundation as they carry forth the plans of the hierarchy. And they're lying to their elite that there's overpopulation. And there's speeches actually being given by the Rockefellers. I could probably trick, it's probably easy to find, where he talks about overpopulation to his elite crowds. Number 36. The secrets of love and sex and marriage will be slowly revealed. Yeah, we see that already, don't we? You know, quite frequently. 17 states are homosexual marriage now. Moving on up. 37. To reveal new methods of healing by electricity, adjusting the forces running along the spinal column to cure most diseases that we now consider incurable. Oh boy. Suckers are born every day. 38. To spread the spirit of harmlessness in the hearts of man. Really? Boy, they're doing a bad job of that, aren't they, Joint Chief of Staff? To spread the spirit of harmlessness in the hearts of man? When are they going to start that? Well, they're going to start it after they've caused enough war to when they bring it up, you'll want to have it, won't you? Yep. And they're the ones causing it in the first place. I got a problem with that. And still go back to me and children missing by the same people. 39. To reveal the sources of individual, national, and global energy centers. Yep. And number 40, the last one. To reveal the source of occult meditation and alignment with planetary and cosmic centers and whatever. Now you know why they want to legalize drugs and marijuana. So you can understand this garbage. And be possessed. And I don't mean that lightly. I mean that exactly. I've got before me here the exact objectives of the seven rays that they talk about. They got specific objectives for each one of those. The first ray is politics. The second ray is education. Total control of education. Third ray, specifically, is philosophy. Just a bunch of other nonsense that goes along with it that talks about it. Fourth ray is arts, harmony, beauty in the arts, color, science of color, sound, music, science of rhythm. Yeah, how to control your body is what it's for. The Tibetan master states a principle of conflict preparing the way for the return of the Christ. They mean the Antichrist. Fifth ray is science. They control all the science. That should give you warm fuzzies. And under science, quote, the Tibetan master says that the next 200 years will see the abolishment of death. And the fact that the soul's existence will be proved. He says that in the future, medical schools will be founded whose purpose will be to study the etheric body in relation to the dense physical body and its function as receiver, storer, and transmitter of the vital fluids of the system. The sixth ray is religion. The Tibetan master says the festival of Easter, which by the way is pagan, and the festival of Pentecost, which is not pagan, but they've made it so. Christmas, they talk about also, is pagan. Oh, they don't leave anything out. He says the emphasis in the New Age will be on life and freedom from the tomb of matter. Life and freedom from the tomb of matter, from the tomb of flesh. Being encased in flesh is what they're talking about here. Wow. The seventh ray is the ceremonial magic and finance, cycles and rhythms and matter and spirit and sublimation of the sex centers and throats, blah, blah, blah. Man, no wonder they're trying to legalize marijuana. Family, that's their plan in such ways that it keeps people tied up in the mind, waiting for it. They're the ones that brought the Magna Carta. They're the ones that brought the French Republic. They're the ones that brought us the Declaration of Independence. Bill of Rights came from them. The Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights was used to placate the American public, never meaning to happen. The Atlantic Charter, the Four Freedoms, all that was put together. The emancipation of the slaves. I told you all before. See, the spiritual idea of human liberty, which had become a recognized idea, it was a demanding desire and great symbol happening that took place. The slaves were freed. And that was the purpose of bringing them in the first place in 1712. And then Lincoln, as he was planned to be president from the day he was born, was what's called a racial avatar. People don't know about this stuff. And his job was then free the slaves into the new culture and guide their development genetically. And they did exactly that, according to Willie Lynch's papers in 1712, until today. It's been planned for two centuries. Do y'all get what I'm saying here? How well this is planned out? You know, like all things that human beings enact, and perfection is non-existent, actually. The Negro is not free in the land of the free. America will have to clean house in this respect, they say. To put it in clear, concise words, the USA must see to it that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are facts and not a dream. But they never accomplished that. They say that only this can the inevitable be working in the law of karma, which is their theme today, 1970s. The Negroes are Americans as well as the New Englanders and all other stocks which are not indigenous in this country. Well, they're not holding anything back here. And the Constitution is theirs also. So they got to show you racial division, subjection, in order to bring you peace. They don't tell you that. Now, that's some heavy stuff. I'm going to show you something here, let you hear something. Tavistock in England, a behavioral think tank, plays a large role in this. When they manufacture consent, there's three elements involved. You have a covert goal, a hidden goal. This is a consent you want to manufacture without people knowing about it. Then you have deception strategy. And the lies you state or staged actions you orchestrate in order to create a manipulated outcome. And then the manipulated outcome, that's the opinion that shifts your deception strategy and it creates and achieves. And it helps to achieve your covert goal. And this is the genius of manufacturing consent. And this has always been since 1776 till today. Every war, every revolution, every explosion that's meant something in our history, every not one exception, assassinations, all of it is controlled perfectly for a reason. When you look at the elements that we've just talked about, a covert goal, deception strategy, manipulated outcome. Think about it when I talk about the following. well, if I were to talk about the following, and that's the opening a huge new market of cigarette smokers. Edward Bernays did that. The Marlboro Man. I'm a man. I'm the Marlboro Man. I ride a horse. Yeah, I'm cool. And then you had James Dean. Those motorcycle gangs back in the 50s were created by the Illuminati. It wasn't a bunch of guys got together. Hey, let's start a motorcycle gang. It wasn't like that at all. These were created by Tavistock. So was rock and roll. The American dream was a lie all along. America was meant to be the melting pot of the world, the new Atlantis. They didn't tell you that. Making illness, creating food seems healthy. Glenn Beck manufactures consent about buying gold. Half of information posing as fact in 2009 was barely true or even worse. An old balloon boy. So they open up a new market of cigarette smokers. They didn't tell you that they put chemicals in there to cause cancer. And then they put extra chemical to make you addicted to it. Did you all know that in the 1860s, 70s, they put cocaine in Coca-Cola for almost 50, 60 years? Then they removed it when the whole culture was addicted to it. They took the cocaine out of the Coke. That's why the taste changed. But people are already addicted to it, to sell it. It creates a nation of overweight people. They have children in the South that drink Coca-Cola instead of orange juice for breakfast. They know what they're doing. It causes sugar diabetes for the long-term kill. That's the purpose of it. You got people that buy, I saw Cokes, man, they're addicted to it down here. This is the purpose of it. The sales pitch for it was, back in the early stages, release fatigue. Yeah, it made you hyper, didn't it? Because it had cocaine in it. Well, they took out the cocaine. They had to take down the jingle of release fatigue because it didn't relieve fatigue anymore. Why? Because it took the cocaine out. That's why. You know, Edward Bernays was a nephew of an avatar by the name of Sigmund Freud. Bernays figured out how to use his uncle's discoveries to covertly manipulate people. I got a whole layout on all these things I talked about. Maybe I'll talk about it the rest of the week. I don't know, but how they do it. Manipulation. These are the facts. Not the exception. Now watch. Back in the war, going back to World War II, and Hitler, you know, Hitler, right? Second cousin to Queen Elizabeth, second cousin to Churchill and Stalin. Adolf Hitler, same one. They're all part of the same bloodline family and the same agenda. And FDR, they're all part of it. Every one of them. Do y'all understand the concept I'm telling you here? That your major military leaders in Europe and here, your political leaders are against the very country they work for. They're Luciferian. They have an agenda that's way beyond this thing about fighting for freedom and liberty and all that. Do you understand the implications I'm making here with evidence that they have that you can see? With their plans, objectives, it's Luciferian conspiracy. And it's real. And how many generals and high-level ranking people in our history have been fooled by this Luciferian agenda, secret societies and so forth. Well, here's an example. And I got it smack dab. In 1990s, there was a report of concentration death camps like Hitler and all that in a place called Trnopoli in Omska in the Balkans. And they were using this claim to justify hatred of the Serbs. In the 1990s, the American administration made claims that, and Hillary was really pushing this, and Clinton was, and the State Department, that the Muslims in Bosnia, Croatia, and Kosovo were being massacred, Kosovo especially, had 100,000 missing Muslims. And then in Srebrenica, 8,000 murdered, just like Hitler, men, women, and children. All those were lies. 100,000 mass graves, missing mass graves. Well, no, 10,000. No, they only found 1,201 bodies. 1,201 bodies of questionable death. So it went from 100,000 to justify going in to 10,000. You can read the articles. I mean, they all admit there. And I was there. I lived there in a Serbian high rise, which was about ready to fall down, in the center of Gilan. I was a security manager for the OSCE, and I was personally there in the middle of it. There was no mass graves. Whole 5 years I was there, from 1999 to 2004, when I had to leave, when I got too mouthy. We supplied and helped Al-Qaeda. We set up both sides, the Albanian resistance, or the Albanian, they called them terrorists then, against the Macedonian forces. We had the MPRI, American advisors, working both sides. I know for a fact. We're working both sides. We're helping the terrorists, as they called them, and we're helping the Macedonian forces fight the terrorists. We had some advisors from MPRI out of Virginia, Americans that were retired, working with CIA contracting, working both sides of the terrorists and the Macedonian forces, training both of them at the same time, to the point that in one case, in Arachevo, the Macedonian forces were closing in on the terrorists in Macedonia at night, and 17 MPRI American advisors had to be lifted out of there back to Bonstil in Kosovo, so the Macedonian forces didn't find that they were working with MPRI, and MPRI was with the terrorists too. So they had to sneak and get the Americans that were away from the terrorists. And then they put the Albanians that were considered terrorists on buses and shipped them back to Kosovo and let them go. Golly. Oh, man. I had a lot of explaining to do to the UN guys. Tom, what are you people doing? I said, man, don't ask me that. I don't even want to talk about it. I was there the night that happened. You know? Okay. And I'm reliving it. It's just kind of how ridiculous it really is. And that's what we did. I know for an absolute fact. It's documented in a book that I'm in, The Coming, C-O-M-I-N-G, Balkan Caliphate, C-A-L-I-P-H-A-T-E. You can find that on internet now. You don't even have to buy it. It's a book that's, they have a copy at the West Point. The book is irrefutable. It's written by Chris Delisio, and I make up third and sixth chapter. I gave him all my material. I said, man, just publish it. Go public. Put my name in. I don't care. I said, man, just put everything I found and everything I've got. You write it. You take it. You get the funds, everything. Just do it, and I don't even care about it. I said, what do you want me to not print? I said, man, you print everything. Don't even call me to ask me. Everything I give you, you print it. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. I got 500 pounds of documents organized, put away to justify and verify everything is in there that I said. So you print whatever you want. And he did. It got me in trouble, but that's okay too. I don't care because I knew it would. I wish I had more to print. I would have. Well, Trinopoli, a concentration camp allegedly ran by Serbs. All right, here's a report on it you won't find anywhere. Now, I'm going to have to give you translation on some of the words and listen very carefully, and we'll let it play. And listen to the words of Penny Marshall, a United Nations liar, and contracted to find some way to manufacture consent to show the Serbs had a concentration camp. It was a big deal, Trinopoli. And I got a copy of the documentary here. TRNOPOLJE. TRNOPOLJE. Trinopoli and Omaska. Okay, I'm going to let it go, and you'll hear me talk about some of the translations. See how it works. Here we go. Testing, testing. Okay.
Listen to the words. No picture. She staged the scene to fool you.
Penny Marshall.
It won't fool me.
To fool everybody. Just listen, please.
My name is Mehmet.
Penny Marshall says, how'd you come to be here? What happened?
I think it's very quiet.
Very quiet, nothing wrong, very hot. Oh, there we go.
She's leading him, putting words in his mouth.
So what else is not?
My point is, she's so obviously trying. Can I just hear that part about the kindness again? Play that again.
No. It's very kind.
See, she's obviously trying to get him to say it's abusive, and he denies it. We've got them.
Maybe. Look at the picture. Barbed wire. People half naked.
The viewers are going to understand. It was August, so some of the guys took their shirts off. They're going to see that that doesn't make it a concentration camp. And they're going to understand that that guy...
Fikret Alic.
They'll understand he looks thin because he was sick when he was a kid. I mean, his ribs are deformed. Obviously, that's not because of mistreatment at a camp. Anyway, they'll see he's laughing. And they'll see the barbed wires on wrong. The refugees are obviously outside. It'll be obvious.
Maybe.
Look, we're not going to try to compete with CNN technically. We're just going to tell the truth. Come on, let's look at some of the clips a few times.
I think it's very fine. Nothing wrong, but it's very kind.
Very kind.
Very. I think it's very fine. Nothing wrong, but it's very hot. No. It's very kind. Very.
You feel safe here?
I think it's very safe, but it's very hot. I think so it's the refugee camp, not the prison.
I got the actual pictures here also.
Not the prison.
The actual video.
It's the refugee camp, he says.
In the past, most Westerners thought of Yugoslavia as a gorgeous country they'd love to visit. But starting in 1991, this nation, unified since 1918, was torn apart by ferocious wars of secession. This film was shot in Bosnia-Herzegovina in 1992. During the previous 5 months, Islamist fundamentalists had started a secessionist rebellion. They were supported by the U.S. and German governments, which coveted the economically strategic Balkans. Secession was opposed by loyalist Yugoslavs from all ethnic groups. Powerful Western interests wanted to intervene, but they couldn't just start bombing. They needed favorable public opinion. They needed the work of the mass media. The media claimed the loyalist Serbs were motivated by hatred of Muslims. In fact, the Serbs weren't motivated by hatred at all. They wanted to hold Yugoslavia together, and they didn't want to be ruled by an Islamic fundamentalist faction. Many, if not most, Muslims agreed they too were loyal to Yugoslavia. The Western media labeled the loyalist Serbs the new Nazis. The media called the loyalist Muslims rebels. But the media called the Islamic fundamentalists moderate Democrats.
Now, a side note, I know for a fact in the late 80s, Iranian, Saudi, Turkish intelligence agencies, and CIA work together harmoniously, there's your harmonious working together, to move 10,000 plus Mujahideen, Islamic fundamentalists, from Afghanistan into Croatian Bosnia to begin the war after the Russians moved out of Afghanistan. That was the purpose of it. We started working for the Vatican, working for the Illuminati. That's where the Islamic fundamentalism and Al-Qaeda came from. Continuing.
ITN, the British news station, was the first to mass distribute images to support demonization of the Serbs and the loyalist Muslims. Those images came from film that ITN shot in two locations, at a detention center for POWs and a refugee center in Bosnia-Herzegovina. By chance, a crew from Serbian television, RTS, was filming at the same locations that day. We filmed the same things they filmed, and sometimes we filmed them too. The Serbian producers of this film were part of that RTS film crew. The U.S. production work was done by the website, emperorsclothes.com. We will show you what ITN left out and how ITN doctored raw images to produce the pictures that fooled the world.
Now, if you would, right now, while you're listening, if you would get on your computers, you put up another window, so to speak, and you type in there, Trnopolje, Trnopolje, and Omarska, Omarska, concentration camp, you'll see what they're talking about. Trnopolje and Omarska, and you put that in there right now, and Penny Marshall, Bosnia, you'll see this article, several articles there, and you'll see the pictures they're talking about as the testimony continues. Continuing. Petar Ilich.
Here's Thomas Deichmann. He was the German journalist who first raised suspicions about these famous ITN pictures. He's saying, look at some newspapers, most of the Western media. Not only is there no real difference in opinion on foreign policy matters, but even the same phrases are repeated. You see the same pictures with the same captions again and again. The ITN pictures bothered Deichmann. Looking at them, one night his wife noticed something. ITN claimed the Bosnian Muslims were imprisoned behind barbed wire. Why, she wondered, was the wire attached on their side of the fence? They could pull out the nails. Deichmann smelled a rat. He suspected the photos had been fabricated. He suspected special camera angles, tricky editing. He wanted to go to Trnopolje to see for himself. And there he saw the concentration camp that never existed. Examining things on location, Deichmann saw what had been done. The reporters, Penny Marshall and the others and her crew, were in a barbed wire enclosed space near a transformer station and barn. From there, they took pictures of refugees who were walking around quite freely outside the fence. During his visit, Deichmann made a drawing of the buildings and people as they had appeared on the day the ITN crew filmed at Trnopolje. There was a barn and a transformer station, a refugee center building. An open-air reception area, a recreation area near the refugee center, the fenced-in area from inside which the ITN crew did their filming, and the barbed wire and chicken wire which was portrayed as evidence of a death camp at Ternopil'ye.
Thomas Dykman.
What Thomas Dykman realized was the Western world had been deceived by pictures fashioned using camera angles and editing. He published his conclusions in the newspaper Novo. His report was picked up by a small alternative London magazine called Living Marxism, or LM. Okay. On January 23, 1997, ITN struck back. The big news station and reporters Ian Williams and Penny Marshall, who had been awarded several prestigious awards for the phony pictures from Ternopil'ye, including the Royal Television Society and BAFTA awards, filed suit against LM, charging libel. What really happened at Omarska and Ternopil'ye the day Penny Marshall filmed? The impression one would get from the pictures everyone saw was that ITN sneaked into a Bosnian Serb death camp and hurriedly shot some pictures and then rushed off. This is simply untrue. On August 5th, 1992, Channel 4 reporter Ian Williams, ITN reporter Penny Marshall, ITN cameraman Jeremy Irvin, and their technical crew asked for and were granted permission to visit Omarska and Ternopil'ye, claiming that they wanted to show the world how the loyalist authorities treated rebel POWs and how they helped local Muslim refugees to survive. The local authorities provided military escort since fighting was going on nearby. So these two crews, the ITN crew and ours, visited two locations that day. The first stop was Omarska.
Mining offices and POW detention center.
This is Simo Djeljača, chief of the public security forces at Omarska.
I'll translate.
Here we see him talking to the reporters from ITN and from the Yugoslav crews.
The first category of people are those who directly initiated the uprising, who organized it and were commanding it. That's the first category. The second category are those people with arms who directly participated. And the third category are those who have thrown away their rifles. That's hard to prove they had rifles. We should. Our task is to prove they had used but then discarded the weapons.
The crews were allowed to film whatever they wanted and to talk to anyone they liked. But the ITN people never showed the public any of the footage shot in Omarska. Why? Could it be because Omarska didn't look that bad? That it didn't give the proper image of a Serbian detention center? We visited the prison, which had previously been the conference hall of the local mining company administration building. As we and the Yugoslav crew filmed that day, we often accidentally included pictures of Ms. Marshall, shown here, and other members of her ITN crew. We talked to the prisoners at lunchtime. We talked to their wives and children, who visited them freely.
Honestly, I'd like those from the third category to remain in this area and again to live together with us.
After Penny Marshall's report was released, Mr. Simo Djeljača's name was put on a so-called secret list of Hague war crime suspects. He was never brought to trial. Instead, he was shot dead by NATO troops while fishing with his son and brother-in-law on July 10, 1997. Why? Was this just a coincidence?
He is trying to bring peace, this guy that shows here, the leader, in the military uniform. And he was running the camp and was wanting people to live back together again. And NATO troops assassinated him. Continuing.
Next, the two film crews visited a humanitarian refugee center in the village of Ternopolye, some 3 to 4 kilometers away from Omarska. The center was mainly used by people in transit. They were trying to get away from the fighting and needed a place to stay during their travels. Our reporter, Mr. Bojanic, talked to some of these people who had escaped the war zone.
I had to come here. Those who did not fight came here, one guy says. We had nothing to fight for, he says. Shelling was heavy. We had to come. What did you expect now? We should get rid of all these politicians, he says, and continue the way we used to live altogether. What is your status here? Are you free to leave? We can go get food to nearby villages, one says. I came with children, small ones, here down the field, someone says. Nobody harassed us, nobody laid a finger on us. I stayed in the village for 15 days. Some of my relatives went to Zagreb, others to Sihak. Those with relatives in Croatia would leave and go there.
The refugee center at Ternopolye included a medical facility. The Yugoslavian ITN crews interviewed Dr. Meštrinić Idris, a Muslim doctor there.
We came here on May 26th, the doctor says. Some then 5,169 people were registered. 5,169. Did anybody die here? He's asked.
Yes.
Yes. Just we came, an old man. He was old and sick. Not because there is no medicine, he says. No, but all hospitals in the area lack antibiotics medicine. This is a problem in the entire area, not just here.
While you're viewing this film, keep in mind that these pictures, the interviews with the refugees, the Muslim doctor, and so on, which suggest a humane refugee center functioning under difficult conditions, were never shown by the ITN news station in Britain. And keep in mind that this refugee center is the place that ITN portrayed as a death camp.
We're here from the very first day, she says. People came here on their own free will, probably because of food shortages, and often with intention to flee to central Bosnia. You're working with a large international organization, he says. Did you get any aid from the center of Yugoslavia? She says no. The aid that came was designated for refugees from Croatia. But for these people, aid came mainly from Serbia. I can't say that international organizations helped much. After the fighting in Pejador, people are treated as refugees, just as displaced persons.
After the conversation with the Red Cross representative, we passed a group of new refugees. They were being registered by the civil authorities. Miss Marshall chose not to set up her cameras and film in this open area. Instead, she and her crew maneuvered into a partly enclosed space used as a storage area for wheelbarrows and the like. The dilapidated fence had chicken wire on the bottom, a few strands of barbed wire on top to discourage theft. Our crew filmed the ITN people as they maneuvered into this area through a hole in the broken-down fence. Then we followed, and both crews set up within the enclosure, filming the refugees wandering around outside. There were heaps of building material and barrows, and we kept stumbling over them while trying to set up. Miss Penny Marshall tried to talk to the nearest refugees, but in vain, since she didn't speak Serbo-Croatian. People searched for someone who could speak English. While they were looking, our reporter, Mr. Bozanic, talked to some of the refugees.
We can live here now, he says. What happened? We'd like to stay here around here. We don't like to leave our home.
Someone in front of the crowd of refugees said, "Here, this one speaks English," pointing to Mr.
Now we're back to the beginning of the film.
In the overalls.
The guy speaks English. I'm going to ship to the next part two. I hope. I am.
Mr. Bozanic from the Yugoslav crew filmed Penny Marshall's conversation with Mehmed. Later, the following was shown in Yugoslav TV, with Mr. Bozanic supplying an informal translation of the English conversation.
Da nema ničeg lošeg. Da istina topla, ali da ne spavaju ovdje, napolju, nego u školi.
Very kind.
I jesu li vas maltretirali, pita britanska reporterka. Ne, ne, oni su vrlo fini, kaže Mehmed.
Are you a fighter?
No.
Mehmed dodaje da nije bio vojnik.
Are you a fighter? He says no.
You feel safe here?
I da se osjeća ovdje vrlo sigurno. I da je osim vrućine sve ostalo u redu.
Other things is very,
this man is very thin.
Ovo čovjek je vrlo mršav, insistirala reporterka, a Mehmed odgovorio. Svi ljudi nisu isti.
Penny Marshall had set up her cameras behind barbed wire. She was in position. Now she searched the crowd for that perfect look. She wanted a star for her story, the story she would sell the world. You will see her conversation with Mehmed from our camera's angle once again. To make it clearer this time, here's a little diagram showing the position of the two crews. The ITN people are the blue circle on the left. We're the red circle on the right. Because the film crews were a yard apart, we filmed the same shots from a slightly different angle. Sometimes we filmed the ITN people as well. Miss Marshall is interviewing Mehmed.
Yeah, you can see it there when you see the actual filming. I got it right here. And the wheelbarrows and everything. It's like it says, in the corner of the wire. Exactly as he describes. You can see it here. I got the actual video.
Hello. Hello.
My name is
Mehmed.
How did you come to be here?
I think it's very fine. Nothing wrong. But it's very hot.
Sleep outside?
No, no, inside.
No. It's very kind.
Very.
How did you come here? Are you a fighter?
With the bus. With the bus.
You came from... Are you a fighter?
No.
You came to your house and took you?
Yes.
You feel safe here?
I think it's very safe, but it's very hot. Other things, it's very...
This man is very thin.
Yes, very thin, but I think... All the people is not the same.
This is very safe.
No, I think the refugee camp.
Right.
Not the prison.
If you wanted to get on a bus to Banyaluka, would you do that?
It's hard to hear there.
I think it depends on the legal government.
Depends on the civil government.
You cannot leave here.
No, not now.
Where are the women and the children?
The children is the house. Yeah.
They're at home.
Why is it this? So you were taken from your house and brought here on this bus.
Yes.
And you can't leave. But you don't think it's the prison.
I think it's not the prison. It's the refugee camp.
He says the refugee camp.
I feel home. I feel have
one.
Fuck.
You can now start to see the skinny guy come up with the boat with the ribs. She motions him to come up.
The raw material was all there. Back in her editing room, Marshall and her associates saw just how beautiful this raw material could be. Perfect for fabricating a death camp. To create the proper image of a death camp, Marshall only had to overcome three problems. First problem, barbed wire was nailed only above the chicken wire. Because the barbed wire was nailed on the refugees' side, it was obvious they were on the outside of the enclosure, free. This problem could not be entirely solved. Therefore, it was crucial to make a diversion, to make the picture so horrifying people would not notice. Unfortunately for Marshall, Miss Dykeman had a keen eye. Fikret Alich was the main diversion. Mr. Alich, whom you see here, was thin, and his chest and rib cage had a deformed appearance due to a childhood disease. Stripped to the waist to escape the terrible August heat, Mr. Alich had the look Penny Marshall was hunting for. ITN could easily edit his pictures to produce what seemed like a death camp victim. The second problem. The storage area was packed with wheelbarrows. The fence was largely made of chicken wire, with only a few strands of barbed wire on top. Hardly the image of a death camp. Third problem. The enclosed area was small. The result, each camera crew kept shooting pictures, including the other. We filmed Marshall, her people filmed us. Since Marshall wanted her pictures to look like a daring scoop, these images had to be edited out. Marshall solved the second and third problem using what we call a mask. Give me the lower mask. Upper, right, left. So just as the terrible fighting in Bosnia had deprived these unhappy men of their homes, now Ms. Marshall's pictures, which circled the world, cost them their legs as well. Allow us to demonstrate how Marshall doctored the pictures to make them suitable for use by newspapers and magazines. We'll illustrate by repeating the process. Stop on those two. Now give me a still shot. Now give me the Nobel Observatory underneath. Notice the difference in the camera angles. Remember, their crew was shooting more to the left, which is why our camera picked up three men where their camera picked up two. Let's go back to the live picture. Do the doctoring the way they have done it. Go to the guy in the blue shirt. Stop. Give me the right mask, please. Blow it up. Now add the fellow on the right. The one in black and white. Now kill the color on the blonde one. Now fade out. That's it. Fade out with the short zoom lens.
Perfect.
Move our picture back, and below give me the Nouvelle Observatoire picture. Blow up Nouvelle Observatoire.
And they showed exactly how they did it.
Scan. Compare. Bingo. One Nazi nightmare. Give me the live picture again, the shot where they push Fikret towards Penny. The right and left mask. Upper and lower. Blow it up. Now they give us Humanité Dimanche.
Дай живу сливку.
Give me the life picture again. Upper and lower. The left and right mask. Blow it up. Give me the magazine Novo with Welt's picture. After the report was aired, magazines started to compete as to who could publish the most appalling pictures, and so they added their own editing. The entire Western media got in on the act. Let's create a few photographs. Deform space. Warp the people. Take the color off.
Skinny boy.
Take the color off.
Skinny boy.
Take the color off.
Those videos that show you how they manufactured the pictures.
Skinny boy.
Take the color off. The spin doctors of this world still didn't trust their readers to get the message, so they made it perfectly clear. They added World War II Nazi concentration camp snapshots, complete with real barbed wire.
Lekari sveta nisu verovali u asocijativnost čitalaca, pa su dodali stražarsku nacističku kulu I pravu bodljikavu žicu. Bill Clinton.
In the U.S., Bill Clinton and George Bush competed over who was the most horrified by the revelations of Serbian so-called atrocities proven by the pictures taken at Trnopoli. Referring to these clips during the pre-election campaign in 1992, Bill Clinton demanded that George Bush immediately bomb the Serbs. Not to be outdone, during a TV speech, George Bush compared the refugee camps with Nazi death camps. The demonization of the Serbian people had begun, full blast, and it has lasted to this day. In 1996, the United Nations General Assembly passed the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Article 20 includes the following. 1. Any propaganda for war shall be prohibited by law. 2. Any advocacy of national, racial, or religious hatred that constitutes incitement to discrimination, hostility, or violence shall be prohibited by law. In the opinion of the producers of this movie, the pictures which ITN sent around the world violated this international covenant directly. The covenant became law in 1976. Most countries ratified it, and by generally accepted standards, it is now international law.
I just wonder if, back to you all now, we're coming into the program, if people have any idea just what we've proven this afternoon. The massive implications. And so few people. I don't have 1,000 people or 100 people or whatever, but I got enough. But the people don't want to hear this truth. And this is worldwide implications of what I'm talking about this afternoon. That's getting ready to happen again. So you there in the Joint Chief of Staff that knows about all this, yeah, I got a lot of justifying to do. And then when you do justify it, you have to live with it and know without a doubt that you're living a lie. And therefore, if you're living the lie, the organizations you belong to are lying to, then you must find justification to be able to deal with it. The justification will only last for a short time. Do you find another one? That's how it really works. That's why you can't sleep at night. Well, family, anyway, I felt compelled to talk about this today, manufacturing consent. And this is not isolated. This is the rule. 100% since 1776 until the 14th of January, 2014. This is how it's always been done. Concord those wars, the shooting at Concord and April 19th, 1775 happened, but it's a false flag. It was also initiated by the Illuminati, by the Vatican, by the Jesuits, by those. 1814, 1812, 1814 was initiated, same reasons. Civil War, exactly the same reasons, fabricated, designed, which resulted in one of the most massive number of Americans killed in any one war when we fought ourselves. Lusitania was orchestrated by that murderer by the name of Churchill. J.P. Morgan, FDR when his assistant naval secretary or whatever, they all worked out on this. That's correct. The sinking of the Maine was a false flag, absolutely. They murdered those to justify Spanish-American War. The Pearl Harbor was planned in 1925, 23 to 25, up to 28 by FDR, Churchill, and the Japanese elite using Ensign Yamamoto as a go-between when he went to Harvard for 2 years and came back 2-3 years as attaché to bring back the plans. Pearl Harbor, did they know about it? Yeah, they should. They planned it. Every war has been pre-planned centuries, decades, generations ahead. Every single one. No exception. Leading to each time a new world order. Each step, God's in control. But our sinful ways have allowed Satan to continue, and our own individual lives were affected by it. This is what's really going on. Not Fukushima, not freeze-dried food, not Agenda 21, not Russians and Chinese in America, which is true, they're here, allowed by our own government, which is under control of the Vatican, shall I be more explicit, under a new world order that hadn't been made public yet. Fallen angels are real. This is all the correct, what I'm telling you today is absolutely true. And all these other things on the side, the coming meteorite, the all this stuff going on, is to keep you all in fear, mongering, and so forth. And they are focusing on the Bibles, or focusing on taking Jesus out of the schools, out of the churches even. They've already really done that. Family, end of times are coming. I'm going to end here, and we're going to move on. We're into the program. Lord, we thank you for today. Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. And Father, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over ourselves, our families, and everything that belongs to us. And Lord, we ask you in prayer for the giant warrior angels to be loose from heaven, surround us and protect us, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war break down, we call the Holy Spirit to break down, undam, and blow up all walls of protection around all these witches, warlocks, wizards, and Satanists, and all the like. And then we call the Holy Spirit, Father, to break the power of all curses, hexes, vexes, spells, and charms, the fetishes and psychic prayers, psychic thought, and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control. These jinxes, potions, bewitchments, death and destruction, the sickness and pain, the torment and psychic power, psychic warfare, the prayer chains be broken up, and everything else being sent my way, our way, those who praying and their family members' way, to return it and the demons to the senders right now back to them sevenfold and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we pray that these lost souls will then find the light of your Son, Jesus, and their own snares and traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask the Holy Spirit to loose them from mind control of Satan. And Father, we ask, Lord, that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, so they may be set free from the bondages of Satan themselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Family, have a good evening, because Jesus Christ won on a cross already. And he is coming back, but in his timing, not what they say. Our Bible study tonight, 7:30 to 9. And also to remind you all that we're played up in highportradio.net, highportradio.net in New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, he plays us randomly on his programs. And his email is highportradio@yahoo.com, highportradio@yahoo.com. And we're also played randomly or simulcast at Blue Raven Network on KBLU Radio. Family, appreciate y'all's attention today. And know that Jesus Christ won already. All we're doing is counting the casualties of the war that's already won. The casualties are those that go to hell. God will bring you divine appointments for you to witness. And we're going to talk about the steps on what to witness this week. So y'all come tonight, if you like, 7:30 to 9, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Bible study, Saturdays, my broadcast from 4 to 6 every afternoon. Y'all have a great evening, and know that the war is already won. We're just getting ready for the next finale. Y'all have a great evening. God bless.
And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
God bless and good night.